Vancouver, Federal Fisheries Minister Diane Lebouthillier says the country's strict rules on banning open-net salmon farming are necessary, since the goal is to make British Columbia a model in global aquaculture. During a separate funding announcement on salmon restoration in Vancouver, Lebouthillier noted that Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne would be in BC soon to meet with First Nations affected by the pending open-net farm ban. When asked if federal money is coming to support the transition away from open-net farming, she said there's work to be done to help communities and the aquaculture industry to propel them towards the future. Lebouthillier announced the ban in Ottawa yesterday, saying aquaculture must move to land by 2029, giving communities and businesses 5 years from the original deadline to transition away from open-net farming. A number of BC coastal First Nations have expressed anger at the announcement, saying 5 years isn't enough for the industry to shift to containment salmon farming. A Hauzat Nation Hereditary Chief Hashukamis says a 5-year transition period is the same as shutting down the farms immediately, and the federal government has repeatedly ignored the concerns of Indigenous communities involved in aquaculture. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 20, 2024. The Canadian Press.